Hi, it's so good to see you again. Yes, I know that it's only been 1 month, and you should know I like being over dramatic sometimes. But I missed you, for real. So, how did things go during the holiday? That's cool. Mine were, not very different from what I normally do. Stay at home, watch stuff, read stuff. It was nice to see my family, though. I haven't seen them often after leaving for college. Yeah, you know I'm not the most outdoorsy or party person, and things are kind of boring when you're not around. Don't give me that look. I'm serious. Come on, it can't be that weird for a girl to appreciate her best friend's company. Ugh. Sometimes I think you're unable to go 5 minutes without teasing me. You're the worst. Are you like coming in now, or are you just gonna stand in front of my door? I hope you don't mind that I'm wearing a nightgown at 3 p.m. because if you mind, I'll keep doing it anyways. It's Sunday and I'm at my house, so no one is gonna take this away from me. To be honest, this thing is really short, but I don't have any boob or thigh game to show anyway, so you won't care, right? No, I'm not exaggerating. People still ask for my ID to buy drinks. You've seen that shit. And don't you remember? Oh God. Don't you remember when that old lady told you that it's cute that you still bring your little sister around to watch movies with you? Oh my God, the look on her face when I told her that your little sister is not your sister and is on senior college year. She just wanted to disappear off the face of the earth. It was hilarious. See, dude, that's why I said things are boring when you're not around. You seem to attract weird situations. Although that may have something to do with the fact that you're the one who convinces me to go out in the first place. But those are just details. So, what do you want to do now? You seem a little tired from the trip. Maybe just chill on the couch and watch the most bizarre stuff we can find on Netflix. Like those B movies that don't make any sense. You know I love those. All right, come here. Every time I lay back on this couch, I'm more sure that it was worth every penny I spent on it. Hey, why are you all on the other side? I want my cuddles, dude. We do this all the time. Why are you acting so weird this time around? I'm your best friend. You know that I trust you not to be weird about it. If you're not coming here, I'll have to go there. I hate you for making me get up from this comfy spot, by the way. So, you've made me walk the absurd distance of 1 meter to get here. Are you gonna tell me what's the issue now? Why are you so shy suddenly? That's not you, man. You want to tell me something? Yeah, of course you can. Come on, it can't be that bad. Did you kill someone or something? Can you say that again, please? I may have understood it like really wrong, or you like me? You mean like me? Oh, I like you too. I mean, I've had a crush on you for so long, but wait, you're getting closer. Too close. No, you don't understand. I would be the happiest person on the planet if you were my boyfriend. I wish I could just kiss you for 8 hours straight now that I know you want me to, but I can't. That wouldn't be fair. Because I've been hiding something from you all this time. No, I can't tell you what it is. You would think I'm either messing with you, or drunk, or that I went nuts. Please don't make me do this. You can be with other girls for as much as this breaks my heart in a million pieces. I just want you to be happy. It doesn't have to be me. Please don't make me say it. It does have to be me? I'm speechless. Okay, you win. I'll tell you. If you promise me that you will not laugh at me, no matter how ridiculous it sounds. Get up and look me in the eyes, please. I am a demon. At least you did keep your promise of not laughing, but you're looking at me like you're about to send me to an insane asylum. I guess I'll have to show you. See? Those are horns, and they just grew out of my head. It doesn't mean that I'm evil or that I want to hurt people or anything like that, but I don't think explaining myself here will help. You can freak out and run away now. I don't blame you if you do. The front door isn't locked. How? Are you not freaking out? No, wait. Your hand is shaking. But if you're scared, why are you kissing me? Do you still like me, even knowing that? I don't know what to say. Can you just kiss me again? You're such a good kisser. I don't want to stop. But I still have more to say. Yeah, there's even more stuff. I told you that you attract weird things. But since you already got the revelation that demons exist and your best friend is one of them, I think I should tell the whole thing. I am a type of demon called a succubus, or a sex demon. You probably heard of it before, and now you're probably wondering, but aren't succubi supposed to be voluptuous and seductive demons? How a virgin college student that's as flat as a pancake could possibly be a succubus? About that. We don't really feed on humans because we need that for survival. That's a myth. We do need it for developing our magical powers and our features, though. The thing is, I was just never able to do that. I can't just seduce or rape a human I don't even know for his essence. That's not me. I've also always been super introverted and shy, so I never thought a human would fall for me or something like that either. Honestly, I'm kind of a terrible succubus. So I decided that I would try to join a human school and try to live a normal life without caring about that. I mean, as much normal as an immortal demon can get, but then you happened. We went through high school together, and we went through almost all of college together, just as friends. But on the last few years, I couldn't help but want to be more. To be honest, I kind of used the holiday season as an excuse to distance myself a bit, so I wouldn't have to tell you any of this. But I just couldn't do it. It hurt so much. So I was working on accepting that I would only ever have you as a friend, and I was happy with that, but then you just come out of nowhere telling that you'd like us to be more than that, and I was so happy but also shocked, and then I. Damn, I'm rambling a lot. The point is, you are always amazing, and I feel more confident and safe when I'm with you. You're so important to me, and I want so much to just be yours. Was definitely not just an innocent kiss. Do you really want me this way? Even being what I am and looking like this, I couldn't be happier. I have to admit that you made me feel stuff when you did that, by the way. Especially when you put your arms around my waist and press me tight against you. Can you do that again? My legs became jelly there for a moment. My mind is a little dizzy too, and my body feels hot. Can I maybe ask you something? I can't believe I'm asking you this, but I don't know if your kissing made me this forward or what, but. Would you let me feed on you? Yeah, that means what do you think it means? Are you trying to bait me into saying it? Yes, give you a blowjob, Mr. Coy. Are you happy now? It's your fault for grabbing me and kissing me like that in the first place. And you're the only guy I actually want to do this with. Please? Don't worry, you won't die or any of those stupid things people say. Just feel a little tired. Thank you. You seem pretty worked up from the kissing too, so just let me take your pants off. If you don't mind me saying it, that's a really attractive thing you've got there. It's really hot and hard, like a hot potato. I'm so bad at this dirty talk thing. I'm sorry. I'll just stroke you and be quiet. That's probably better. I think I'm ready. I can't promise to be any good, but I hope you enjoy it. I'll just get on my knees and here goes nothing. Your taste is a little.
different than I expected. Actually, I don't exactly know what I expected. No, it isn't bad. I do like it. A lot, actually. I don't know if it's because of what I am, or... but the taste and the scent, they make me a little eager. Yeah. Each time I lick it, I want more. I should probably just start sucking too, right? I'll just... How does it feel? Good? Trying to go by instinct here, so I hope it does. Your eyes are so gorgeous. If you keep looking me in the eyes like that while I do it, I'll melt for you even more. I can probably go a little deeper. Do you want me to? This feels really good. You're throbbing a little bit. Your pre-cum makes my tongue all tingly. You can hold my hair if you want. I mean, I would really like it. I can feel your cock pulsating. Are you close? Are you going to give me your essence? Yes. I'm so hungry for it. I've waited all those years just so it could be your essence that I taste. So please, give it all to me. Fill my mouth with it. Come for me. I can feel your energy flowing inside of me. I've never felt anything close to this before. Anyway, did you like it? I know I'm not the best at it, but I hope you did. Fuck. Nothing. I'm fine. It's just that my body just started feeling really hot all of a sudden. I might have a fever or something because of how nervous I was. All right. This isn't just normal hot. It feels like my body's burning from the inside. What is that? happening? Am I getting crazy, or are my horns growing? I don't remember them being so heavy. No, I'm not getting crazy. They are. And my dress is a little tighter. Oh my god, my boobs are definitely bigger too. They feel so soft and nice and, oh fuck, they're still growing. I knew my body was going to react to feeding on you, but I didn't think it would be so sudden, or that it would feel so fucking good. Fuck. Yes. I think my hips are getting wider. And my ass is growing and getting rounder too. No, I'm sure it is. It's already popped out of this little dress. My thighs are getting thick, and I think I'm a little taller as well. Fuck, I just love this burning sensation. And I love growing into a luscious demon just for you. My back is burning so much now. I think that means I'm... Yeah. That. Look at those gorgeous wings. They kind of ruined my dress, but fuck. With how big my chest is getting, I don't think it'll last much longer anyways. Oh shit, it's already happening. I'll take off my panties before they burst too, and oh fuck. I'm sorry, but I need to touch myself. This is too much for me. I can't resist anymore. Fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. Fuck. Fuck. What is it, honey? You look so flustered. Yeah, of course that's still me. I'm just a little different now. Let's say feeding on your delicious cock has awakened my demon self. And that was quite the awakening, my dear. I think you can say that even better than myself. Right. You think I didn't notice the way you were looking at me while I transformed? You did look a little shocked, but I could see something much stronger in your eyes while you painfully tried to contain yourself. I can see how much you want to fuck my new body until I'm not able to walk. Do you like feeling my voluptuous body sitting on your lap and pressing against you? You don't need to answer. I can clearly see it and feel it as well. Come on, don't be shy. You did this to me after all, so it's more than fair that you get to use me however you want. I told you I was yours. That did not and will not change. Oh. You seem to have enjoyed my new tits a lot. since you're already grabbing them. They're so big and soft, right? My body is still ridiculously sensitive, though, so I think if you grab them a little harder, you'll make me even more wet, if that's even possible. My pussy is dripping so much for you. Please, just tell me how you want to do it. I need your cock inside me. From behind? Alright, I'll kneel on the couch and bend over. Please just grab my hips or my ass and thrust into me as hard as you can. I've never wanted something so much before. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, I love how gentle you are with me normally, but now I just want you to fuck me hard. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Just keep putting your delicious cock all the way inside me. I feel how hot and wet I am for you. Oh, fuck. Feeling your hips thrust against its round ass is making this even better. Fuck. I want to do this forever. Don't stop. Just keep pounding me. Oh, fuck. Fuck me. Fuck your naughty succubus. Yes. Oh, fuck. Are you teasing my wings? Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. I didn't know when you got this, darling, but I fucking love it. And it turns out they're quite the weak spot, apparently. Oh, I'll start moving my hips now. I need to feel even more. Like this. Fuck. Just keep doing exactly what you're doing now. It's perfect. Keep fucking me like this. Oh, fuck. You're making some really sexy noises. Are you enjoying this as much as I am? I hope you are, because fuck, this is so good. This is so amazing. Grab my tits while you do it. Your hands feel so good on them. Yeah, grab them, squeeze them. Oh God, yes, keep fucking me. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I think I'm close now. Oh God, I'm definitely close now. God, please. Please come with me. Please come with me. Fill me up with your essence again. Please. Please come with me. Come with me. Fucking. Oh, come. Oh. Couldn't be happier that when this moment finally came, it was with you. I just hope that you don't start seeing me in a different way now that I've changed. I promise that I'm still your best friend on the inside. The only thing that's changed is that we can have a lot more fun now. You don't care about how I look or speak as long as it's me? Come on. Don't try to make me cry. You're amazing. Really. Just come closer and cuddle me. You're still owing me that. And I'm still yours. As I've said, I'll always be yours and only yours. You're right.
We should probably rest now. That was quite a night. By the way, whenever you want to play with my body or bend me over and fuck me again, feel free to do it. That invitation to use me however you want was not temporary. Good night. I hope you have sweet dreams.